20 minutes after 12, Clement Manyatela, Info, Stephen Crotters. A fact-finding mission from the SADC mission will be traveling to Lesotho following the assassination of the country's Defence Force Chief, Lieutenant General Kwantle Motsumotsu. President Jacob Zuma has condemned the killing and called for calm and restraint in the Mountain Kingdom. We're now joined on the line by EWN Africa correspondent John Jack Cornish. John Jack, thank you so much for your time. So, SADC is stepping in to resolve the tensions in Lesotho. How will they be doing this?
Well, Clements, they've been working very hard at it. Every single SADC summit they've had, looked at it, and we had Thomas Thabane, who was restored to power in the June election after being ousted in a coup 3 years ago, saying, that's it, no more Lesotho being the bad boy of SADC. Well, it looks like he spoke a little bit too soon. They've got to go and look at things. Actually, it is Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa who heads up the SADC organ, effectively. Well, no, that's not an organ, is too formal a word. But the SADC efforts, mediation efforts, and he's busy at the moment. And I'm interested to see that it was, in fact, the president who's out of the country at the moment, not the deputy president, who actually commented on this development, which is a worrying one, you know. There was the two lieutenant colonels, Tefo Hashatsi and Bulani Sechele, who actually killed Mos, and they are apparently implicated in the killing 2 years ago of another lieutenant general who was head of the army, Maparankwo Mahao. Yeah. So, you know, there's skullduggery going on there. We did, of course, know that last week the former deputy president, Motetswa Metsing, he fled the country and is seeking political asylum here in South Africa. He was blamed by Thomas Thabane for planning that coup 3 years ago. Mm. So, I mean, it's a mishmash. And SADC, really, they had their summit in Pretoria just 2 weeks ago. They looked at Lesotho. They were encouraged by what they saw. They saw the restoration of...
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with that line.
And, you know, that's vital for us, Clements, yeah, because a stable Lesotho is absolutely... It's of cardinal interest to us because the water you and I drink comes from Lesotho. Mm. So, you know, without that, a very, very vital resource to South Africa is in threat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, John Jacques, I mean, the line is not too great. I'm going to ask you to just move a little bit around. But you've already mentioned the killing of the then army chief 2 years ago, Maparankwe Mohau. But that was also followed by an attempted coup. And you also have Tom Thabane's estranged wife who was gunned down while traveling home just a few days before Thabane's inauguration. And now you have this shooting. I imagine this raises fears of another wave of political violence.
Well, yes. I mean, not so much fears of it. The political violence is actually happening as we speak. Who can bring order? We know that Cyril Ramaphosa is doing a bang-up job in terms of his mediation. You know, South Africa has got credit for that at every one of the SADC summits. Is he going to be allowed to continue that? If indeed he has presidential aspirations, you know, does he have the time that he needs to devote to this? So SADC is saying, well, we want stability. We understand that we need stability in this Mountain Kingdom, but nobody needs it more than you do, South Africa. So, yes, the onus is on you to bring it about. And so, really, this is a problem in Maseru, but it's, you could almost say, a bigger problem in Pretoria.
Yeah, but there have also been concerns for some time now around opposing groups controlling the country's police and the army in the past. And I'm wondering if this has been fixed. I mean, Tom Thabane has promised that he will be looking a lot into fixing these tensions between opposing groups controlling the police and the army.
All fairness to Tom Thabane, he did say, we don't need an army. Who's going to invade Lesotho? He wants to fold the army into the police. Well, I don't know if, you know, military men, apparently the two lieutenant colonels who attacked Motsumotsu had just been sacked, and a group of members had just been sacked. Maybe not so much sacked as told, well, you're not going to be wearing the army green anymore. You're going to be wearing police blue. So that can lead to all kinds of resentment and possibly even violence. But Tom Tabani, who was ousted, as it were, or ran away from a potential military coup, he clearly doesn't have much room for the military in his heart and soul. So he wants to say, yes, we don't need you. We need a strong police. And there's too much military interference in the politics of the kingdom.
All right. EWN's Africa correspondent, John Jack Cornish, thank you so much for your time. 25 minutes after 12.